Next, we have a story from Katie Carter, and it's an Area Voices story which tells the arts, culture, and history of northern Minnesota. And in this episode, Katie is talking with a Bemidji teenager who's creating a web film series about a Scottish boy who lost his mother.
Oftentimes, this day and age, kids and screen time get a bad rap. And sometimes, step-parents get a bad rap, too. Avery Mershman attends Bemidji High School, and he has been collaborating with his stepdad. They've been spending a lot of time in front of a screen together and behind a camera. And they've been creating art, telling stories through the medium of film. This combined effort has Avery's entire expanded family pretty excited. The film series is called Fallen, and the first episode is available on their YouTube channel right now. There is no dialogue in this first episode of Fallen, although it is wrought with emotion, a sense of place, symbolism, and it leaves the viewer wondering what will happen next. Avery Mershman wrote the screenplay, and he directed the film. He stopped by the KBXE studio to talk to me about it. How did this come to you?
Well, it all started when Nicholas Jackson...
And Nicholas is your stepdad.
Yes. Got a camera that was new, and he decided he wanted to do something with it, and he told me to write something about it so we could use the camera, and we ended up where we are now.
How did the idea for the story come to you? Or was it something that you already had kind of brewing in your head?
I've thought about doing TV stuff before, and I knew I wanted to do something with involving a Scottish person in medieval times. And when he told me that, I was like, what could I do? So this episode, without revealing anything, is of a Scottish boy named Again who visits his mother's grave.
And that's episode one?
Yes.
Okay.
And there will be more revealed as you go on, and like who's the mother, who Again is.
And on and on.
Yeah.
What is your connection to the Scottish culture?
My dad. And my family is just really interested in culture, including lots of European culture, especially the British Isles, like England, Ireland, Scotland. And out of all of them, I do prefer Scotland for all the culture and the landscape.
Writing a screenplay is kind of hard, or did it seem easy? What was that process like?
It's a little different because I'm used to writing in a more story format with a lot more grammar, but instead I have to splice it up and make sure I know every single angle, so when we actually go and film it, we know what the angle will be and where it'll lead up to.
Oh, I didn't even think about that part. And when you're writing a screenplay for a film, you're thinking visually.
Yeah, I'm not thinking at all like writing like dialogue or anything. I'm thinking visual because that's what film is.
Have you been curious about film throughout your life?
Well, in this time period, film and just the screens is a very important thing. Most writers now that are coming out for writing, oftentimes when they're writing, they don't think imaginatively, they're thinking actually visually. So whenever they write, they're thinking literally visual.
So what was it like acting?
It was fun. Thankfully, when I wrote the screenplay, I made sure there's no dialogue. So it's mainly music, so I can force emotion. It was mainly visual and hearing-wise. And there is some diegetic sound, like wind and other stuff, but no dialogue. The character has no reason to talk at all.
So when you would cut chunks of the film, did you find yourself watching it right away in the camera and then like doing recuts? Or what was the process of making the film like?
It was cold when we did it because we're in Minnesota and it was fall. But yeah, oftentimes we looked at the camera, and some of the clips Nicholas had already was just messing around and made a recording, and I never saw them, but we ended up watching it when we were in the editing phase, and we were like, ooh, that's really cool. This could go right there.
So how long did this take from writing the screenplay until now?
I would say the screenplay only took about a day to 2 days to write. It was a short little one, and I knew where I was going with it. It was at the beginning of October.
What?
Yeah.
This beginning of this past October? Oh, you guys work fast. Holy cow. I think you have a gift. Did you guys create the music that is in it?
No, we actually went on a website that's made by, it was composed by someone named Kevin Graham or Graham, however you pronounce it.
Okay.
We paid for it and we get to use it.
Well, you've really experienced a process not a lot of people have experienced. Did you think that you would do something like this?
Not in particular. Well, I've always liked messing around. Like me and Nicholas have starred tiny little films before, like little short films, but never finished them. We were just kind of dipping our toe in the pool and just messing around a little.
Yeah.
And now that he actually has a proper camera and I'm older, it's more of an enjoyable thing and we can actually take it a little bit more serious.
Do you think that was the tipping point, was the new camera that kind of inspired you to actually finish an idea?
Well, we had already, we also at that time were using really low apps like iMovie, which wasn't the best thing to use. So now we're using Adobe Premiere and other. We use better programs and so make it look better camera so it looks more visually pleasing.
Yeah.
So it looks more artistic instead of just us looking like we're dorks and really not particularly.
It looks like a real film. I mean, it's a real movie. It doesn't look like you, I record something at my house. You know, it looks for real.
Yeah. That's what we're going for, and now it actually feels good.
What's next? This is episode one.
Yeah.
How many episodes do you think there will be?
In my mind right now, there will be about 3 to 4 more, except it could keep going. That at least is for the first season.
Okay. And it'll be available on YouTube.
Yes.
On your YouTube site. And it's called?
Spare Oom Productions.
Spare Oom. I mean, obviously, it's this play on spare room, right?
Yeah.
So how'd you come to that name?
Me and Nicholas had been debating for a long time what we should name our production company. And we've always been a fan of C.S. Lewis's Narnia Chronicles. And there was a line that Mr. Tumnus the Fawn said when he was talking to Lucy. And he called where she came from Spare Oom. And we're like, we'll just call it Spare Oom Productions.
So we should subscribe to the
Yeah, Spare make sure Oom. To go subscribe to Spare Oom Productions.
Okay. That is Avery Mershman. You can check out his web series, Fallen, by going to YouTube and searching for Spare Oom Productions. Kids and screens. Sometimes really cool things come out of that combination. I'm Katie Carter. You are listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.